This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military chief says the country will respond to Iran's weekend attack of more than 300 missiles and drones. Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi said Monday that Israel still considering its steps, but that the Iranian strike of missiles and attack drones will be met with a response. World leaders have been urging Israel not to retaliate. The U.S. Monday joined its allies in urging Israel to show restraint and avoid an escalation in the conflict in the Middle East. Director of the Washington Institute's Koret Project on Arab-Israel Relations, David Makovsky, told VOA's Kim Lewis the attack, the first ever direct action against Israel by Iran, was too unprecedented for Israel not to respond.
I do think there will be a retaliation, but what's unclear is when and if it's going to be what we call a high signature or low signature, meaning it's going to be very overt, or is it going to be a cyber thing where there's deniability? But I think it's too big of a development in the Middle East for it just to be washed away.
A UN-mandated commission of inquiry Tuesday accused Israel of actively obstructing its efforts to collect evidence from the victims of the attack by Hamas in southern Israel October 7th. During a meeting in Geneva, one of three commission members, Chris Sidati, said they'd been collecting physical, digital, and documentary evidence from the October 7th attacks, but the commission has had difficulty collecting firsthand accounts from witnesses and victims.
So far as the government of Israel is concerned, we have faced not merely a lack of cooperation, but active obstruction of our efforts to receive evidence from Israeli witnesses and victims to the events that occurred in southern Israel.
In response to Sidati's comments, the Israeli diplomatic mission in Geneva said it has been carrying out its own investigation of the crimes and that representatives from the UN have been to Israel. This is VOA News.